AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Donald Trump told reporters earlier today that under former President Biden, whoever used the auto pen was the president.
Outside of the rigged election of 2020, I think the biggest scandal of the last many years is the auto pen. And who's using it? I happen to think I know, okay, because I'm here.
A Massachusetts teenager arrested by immigration agents spoke with reporters about the conditions he experienced in detention. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
18-year-old Marcelo Gomes da Silva, who was arrested by immigration agents, told members of the media that the conditions were humiliating.
I haven't showered in 6 days. I haven't done anything. The only thing I could do is thank God every day, because that's all I would do. I would pray there. I would talk about the Bible to them. Sometimes our lunch and dinner would be crackers.
On his wrist, he wore a bracelet made from the thin sheet of metallic blanket that he was given.
Well, we lay down on the concrete floor and put that over us.
Marcelo says he is very grateful to be out, but he wants to help those less fortunate.
If they have to be deported, so be it, but in the right way, in the right conditions, because no one there is treated goodly down there. No one there is treated good.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tonight is game one of the NBA Finals. At a pregame news conference, Oklahoma Thunder coach Mark Daigneault says Alex Caruso has always been tough and smart since he was a rookie in the G League playing defense against Russell Westbrook.
I was watching Alex through the lens of he was going to end up playing for us. So I was watching more him than Westbrook. And I was like, man, that was gory. And now he's it's amazing what he's done, because now he can handle all the matchups. I think it's because he's really studied the league. He's learned how to play angles, tendencies. He's like an encyclopedia on that end of the floor.
A private lunar lander from Japan apparently crashed while attempting to touch down. That's the latest casualty in the commercial race to the moon. This is AP News. President Trump made an analogy about the Russia-Ukraine war. AP's Sagar Meghani.
The president likens it to little kids fighting.
Sometimes you let them fight for a little while. You see it in hockey. You see it in sports. The referees let them go for a couple of seconds. Let them go for a little while before you pull them apart.
Saying he relayed that analogy yesterday in a call with Russia's Vladimir Putin, who vowed to retaliate for Ukraine's recent drone offensive deep inside Russia.
It's probably not going to be pretty.
The president spoke alongside German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, who says the president must be the one to make the war end.
He is the key person in the world.
While stressing Germany is on Ukraine's side.
And we are trying to get them stronger and stronger just to make Putin stop this war.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.